Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps. And when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack and take a step on back and go to a meeting and keep coming back. And then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Thank you to Courtney for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for CIA, the FBI, the KFC.
We also speak for Kentucky Fried Chicken.
The NASA.
I wouldn't want to speak for them. That's disgusting.
The NHRA.
National Horse Racing Association?
National Hot Rod Association.
Okay, whatever.
We don't speak for any of them, guys. We don't even speak that well for ourselves.
Okay, we have an issue. We've just told our 20-year-old son to make reservations at a restaurant. He's wandering around the yard saying, well, we should be there soon.
Whoop, whoop. Whoop.
Con!
Whoop, whoop. Not soon.
Oh. 90 minutes.
What? 90 minutes.
Oh, Jesus.
What time did you
it's
tell
like
them?
7 o'clock.
Who is it?
7 o'clock.
Okay. Is everybody at home enjoying this?
Yeah, I'm sure that this is riveting. This is riveting for the people at home.
We're doing a recovery show on how to make a reservation.
You know what? The one guy in Ghana is like, I didn't know that. I got to say that most places in Ghana probably
don't need a reservation.
Don't need a reservation. I'm just guessing. Is that really one big, well-known place?
Ghana fried chicken?
Ghana fry. Ghana fry. Wow, is that a dope thing? I'm gonna fry.
Yeah.
Ghana fry. That would be an awesome
fried chicken restaurant. Ghana fry.
That's the death penalty in Ghana.
Wait, you hear one of the boozy news stories that's coming up this time.
All right.
Eating
we're ready
something
for
that
it.
Has an effect. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce, as always with
Shelley.
And Mark M.
And we still have boozy. We still have our international friends here. Shelley,
yes,
introduce them.
We have Mareva and Anthony from Paris.
From Paris,
sort of. Well, they're from Paris, but lots of other places. They're actually very international, and I feel like I've been touched by greatness. I was actually a little nervous when they came over because it's like they're like real people as opposed to us.
Are we fake people?
Are we
yes.
a figment of our imagination?
Yes, we are.
Or
we
am
are.
I one of yours?
We're little specks on the end of a golf ball and some gigantic golfer's about to hit us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And?
Thanks, Shelley, for making us feel completely worthless.
Yeah,
now.
Thanks for making us feel less than again.
Well, that wasn't how I meant it, but it's like, you know, we have our little circle, and it's like we don't venture out much, and they've, like, actually seen the world. So it's like, oh, my gosh, somebody that's actually seen the world.
And yet, on a Sunday afternoon, they're here.
I
yeah,
know.
That's right. That's right.
That baffles me. That baffles me. It's like when Fran came for her vacation, spent the whole week hanging out with us.
We're like, Fran, what do you want to do? We go to Disneyland. We go here.
We did
we go
to
there.
Disneyland.
Well, I know we did, but we're like, we go here. We go there. And she's like, well, how about we just, like, sit and go out to coffee?
And then record the
and
show.
And I'm like, you want to go to Starbucks? And she's like, yeah, hang out with you guys. And I was like,
I
love that, I'm like,
we do that.
Do you know who we are, right? We're,
we're
like regular
nobody.
Alcoholic addicts, you know. We're nothing to see here.
But,
everyone move along.
But yeah. I would posit, though, that everyone that has come to visit, because we'll never see Mareva and Anthony again, because now that they've
you
been here,
know.
They will never listen to the show again. They're like, oh, my gosh, I just spent 2.5 hours sitting in some guy's garage. So, you know, the bloom is off the rose.
They'll see
we've
us
never
again
seen
because
Fran
Mark
again.
And I are going over there to take over AA France.
That's true, we are.
We decided that last show. We could get voted into a position of authority quick.
We're the American Battalion. We're going to go over and take over.
I don't want to be the member of an organization that would put me in charge.
That's true. That's true. That's kind of a problem with programs.
That is.
Because they would put us in charge.
I know.
They don't know us very well.
Speaking of being in charge, you know what? I was actually talking to my boss about this the other day at work because somebody brought up the fact that, you know, everybody in America, they're all talking about legalizing pot and everything. And I said, so basically what you're saying is that the whole country, they'll start legalizing marijuana. Everybody's going to get completely stoned and stupid all the time. And the only people that will be left to run the country are sober alcoholics and addicts. That is a very frightening thought. And my boss looked at me like she was terrified. I was like, yeah, think about that.
Well, think about who runs the country now.
That's true. Couldn't get much. Well, no. Well, it's not just one person.
See,
running
I can
the country.
Draw.
There's
I can draw them. I can draw them into a political discussion with no problem.
But that's not really political because it's not
I'm
just
still
one guy. It's
here
a whole
on the sideline.
It's a whole pool of stupid. It's not just one guy.
It is a whole pool of stupid.
All run by one guy.
No, not necessarily.
The king fool.
The king fool. The Deadpool.
Okay.
The
Moving
Deadpool.
On.
The Deadpool of politics. You know what that means.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. That's, you know what? If we loop that, it could be a trance thing now.
We should
if
loop
people
that
be
and then
throwing
put
out
stuff.
Ecstasy to the crowd.
Yeah, and we could loop it and then put in like other little beats and riffs and things over on top of it. We should do that.
And make suggestions
yeah,
in the background.
What do we need?
Yes.
Shelley?
What?
There's only like two sentences we need in for lyrics, right? What are those?
Oh, from that one song that I get stuck
on,
in my head every time we go to Cafe X2O?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. That's all
it.
I know of that song.
That's it.
It's this horrible rap song, and every time we go to X2O, they play it every time.
For you.
No, you got to come in with it at the right time.
Okay, ready? Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now we're whole
Send money
team here.
To Recovery 101.
And then have someone coming in going... We could have a whole thing. You know who could do it? Lori.
Lori Faith. She could do it.
Lori Faith could do it.
Where were we?
But we're doing boozy news.
Oh,
there's
okay.
a all-female Dutch electronic band.
Wow.
They're a trio. They're called Atom. They debuted a new music video on May 7th for their track Go to Go. Their minimalistic music is known for its momentous climaxes and to reflect the gradual buildup intrinsic to their sound.
I love an all-girl group that has momentous climaxes.
Oh, yeah. Well, wait,
oh, this
hear.
Gets better.
Wait,
I
hear.
Remember this.
The bandmates decided to film themselves, similarly working their way up to the big O, with they're singing their song while someone off-camera is using a vibrator on them.
When's the concert?
If you listen closely, you can hear a soft buzzing noise in the background. The sexy video had the very first day they put it up. Within hours, it had 725,000 views. It's reminiscent of the hysterical literature series in which women read excerpts from their favorite novels while someone out of view pleased them with a vibrator until they orgasm. This is just another. Good inkling of how fun music can be.
You could read Hop on Pop. Give it a whole new meaning, wouldn't it?
Shelley and I watched said video.
And you don't, when I first looked at it, it was just, it's three girls, singing, and you see them from the waist up, they're fully clothed, they just look normal.
Like,
and then they start slowing
la,
down.
La, la, la. Pretty soon they're like, la, 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 la. Yes, it's quite exciting. Now, to follow up on that, this is an update from Fran. An update of a story we just recently did. Do you remember the new ice cream flavor, Arousal?
Yes, I remember you talking about all the ice cream flavors. I don't remember what
they were. There's all these weird ice cream flavors. We did it a couple shows ago. It's not up yet. Well, there's one called Arousal, which is peppered with Viagra.
Which I don't see how they can do because it's a prescription
and champagne.
Drug.
Well, now, hold on. This is why it's an update. It's a food inventor created a Viagra-laced champagne-flavored ice cream, and it is specifically for a small group of celebrities, apparently ones that may have the
prescription
for Viagra. The ice cream has the familiar blue hue of the popular prescription. Each scoop contains 25 milligrams of Viagra.
If it doesn't melt after 4 hours, you have to see your doctor.
Yes.
That's it.
Just wondering.
He came up with this. Charlie Harry Francis came up with the idea originally for one of his celebrity clients who didn't like to take pills. But it's unknown if it will ever appear on store shelves due to the needing a prescription to get it. So there you go.
So if you have a prescription, you can get the ice cream version.
Yes.
Yikes.
Can you imagine? You're having your kid's birthday party. You're like, kids, did you see the blue ice cream? Kids are walking around.
It was delicious, Dad.
Kids are walking around stiff-legged all over the house. Hey, Dad.
So get your head out of your pocket.
Something's wrong, Dad. Be like Connor when he's a little kid. He's in the
you're
tub.
You're really going to tell the entire world this.
He's in the tub when he's a little kid. He looks
like
down.
He
goes, 4 years
old.
It's huge. It's huge.
And I was like, yes, dear. Can you get out of the tub now?
This is from
you'll grow into
Phil
it,
K. Cocaine drug mule. Let's see. Leo Sharp had worked for a drug organization that literally flooded Southeast Michigan and Fort Wayne, Indiana with cocaine.
Literally?
He got caught in 2011 with 200 pounds of cocaine on Interstate 94 west of Detroit.
There's a weekend for you.
Yeah. Do you think they actually got caught with 400 pounds?
Clearly.
Probably 600
pounds. They're saying
pounds.
200 pounds. But I think it got caught with 400 pounds, and 200 pounds went missing.
They got caught with 200 kilos, which turned into 200
The thing that makes this interesting is Sharp is hoping his age and health problems will persuade the judge to keep him out of prison so he doesn't have to die there.
Probably
He's,
not.
He's 90.
Oh,
he was
yeah,
90
he may
on
get
Wednesday.
Compassionate.
I love it.
The government says he deserves no such break.
Yeah, but you get the right judge at that age that he probably would get compassionate, like home arrest or
you
something.
You get some 75-year-old judge.
Now
well, they don't want to have to do the medical care on a guy that old in prison.
The assistant U.S. attorney, his name is Christopher Graveline. And he says, don't worry, the state is more than easily can handle his medical problems in prison. So I don't think.
I think if you're a dealer and you make it to the age of 90 and you haven't been arrested yet, you should get a free pass.
You should.
I'm just saying, if you could last that long,
get out of jail free card.
Yes, if you could last that long, just slap a bracelet on their ankle and home arrest.
Get your buzz on with your butt out.
What?
At the Naked Beer Festival.
Why did they not have this stuff when I was still drinking?
They did. They called them frat parties.
Okay, I went to one frat party and ended up having to climb out of a second story window. I wasn't likely to repeat that experience.
That's why you didn't see any naked beer butt parties. We had a pajama party where everyone wore their pajamas, and you know what? A lot of guys don't wear pajamas. And a lot of women. The funny thing is women would come in pajamas that were way racier than they would ever wear. You know, the only reason to wear this type of pajama is for between when your clothes come off and you actually get in the bed, because no woman sleeps in a teddy like that.
No, I'm actually wearing my pajamas right now, so, you know, more or less.
Okay.
It's like the whole thing about
lounging pants.
You have a pajama party and these women show up in these negligees and all made up. Now, you know,
I can't take that much mascara on my
whatever.
Pillowcase.
You don't get that much mascara because you know what they do right before they go to bed?
Wash the face.
They wash it all off, and then they climb into bed with you.
Not always. In college, I woke up many mornings with a variety. It looked like a
Tammy Faye Baker smeared her face all over
your
pillow.
It looked like a Van Gogh. it was like starry, starry night on my pillowcase. I'm like, wow, she got a lot of makeup on. Look, it's water lilies.
You should not bury their face into the pillow.
Anyway, this is coming up in June at Pennsylvania's Sunny Rest Resort, which really sounds like an old person's home to me.
It sounds like a
nudist colony.
Sunny Rest sounds more like Forest Lawn. It sounds like a cemetery.
What a great place to have it.
You'll get the opportunity to get buzzed while going commando style. Admission to the Bear Beach Beer Bash. Oh, my God. Say that 10 times.
Where did the term commando
Bear
style
Beach,
come
Bear
from?
Bear Beach Beer Bash.
Bear Beach Beer Bear
includes
Beach Beer Bash.
Includes all-you-can-drink beer samples. We samples. Yeah. If it's all you can drink, then I don't think you need to call them samples.
Or your samples in a 32 ounce.
Yeah. And all you... Oh, and you get the samples free as long as you strip down naked to drink them. We do enough boozy news stories where people strip down for no reason
whatsoever.
At all. And it's like...
Now you get,
you get
free beer.
Yeah, now they're going to give you free beer for it.
Sounds
you know
like
what
a
the
deal.
Problem's going to be? 785 naked guys and three girls.
Pretty much. Well, and that reminds me,
and
actually,
some of these guys will be wearing baseball hats.
If you offer people free beer samples, though, you got to be careful because, like, the city I work for, the library I work for, in order to raise money, we had a beer walk last fall where the restaurants on our main street had, like, craft beers and special beers and stuff, and you paid, like, I don't know, $15 for a ticket, and you got to go around to all the restaurants and sample all these, you know, craft beers and stuff.
Can I tell you how you make a lot of money at this?
Well,
$10 to use the porta potty.
Yeah, really. Well, the problem was they weren't expecting that many people. They ran out of beer after the first 45 minutes.
Uh-oh.
So the $15 beer walk tickets, and everybody thought they were getting craft beers, by the end of it, they were getting Pabst.
PBR.
And they didn't know. They don't because
know what
they'd
Pabst
had
is.
PBR.
Pabst,
it's
crap beer. Really crappy beer.
And so, and they were, but everybody was so hammered, I don't think they even noticed. Nobody complained. Everybody said, oh, what a wonderful event.
What I love are the people that go, oh, Germany. You know, Germany's got the greatest beer ever. I'm like,
they do.
Germany has their version of Pabst as well. You know, it's not like, you know, it's kind of like Cuban cigars. Are Cuban cigars great? Most of them. But they have their version of, that's a really bad cigar.
Tipperillos.
Yeah, they have their version of Tipperillo, too. There's some guy in Cuba who's rolling a thing with really crappy tobacco.
I doubt it.
You know what we like to say? Cuban cigars are expensive. But Cuban labels are cheap. So when you go down to Mexico and you buy yourself some Cuban cigars, probably
good
not.
Luck.
It's like El Mayor. El Mayor with a Cuban label.
Yeah.
By the way, it's only 2 hours from New York. That's Pennsylvania's favorite closed-free resort.
What are you going to give the address?
The thing.
Well, yeah. We're hoping they'll sponsor.
The catchphrase for this thing is bottoms up with your bottoms out. They're encouraging you to enjoy the nudist experience.
Tonight is bottom.
We dress and undress for comfort. Nudism is accepted and encouraged throughout the resort, but required in the pools and spa. You can adjust at your own pace, letting the weather and your comfort be your guide.
I'm going
and
in
the
sweats.
Beer. Let the beer,
let the beer
be your guide.
Since I don't need the beer, I'm going in sweats.
And you know what? That's what I like. They're like, if you're completely naked, then we give you free beer. But let your weather and your comfort decide. No, the thing that's deciding is I'm getting free beer. Let me rip all my clothes off and go.
Next.
Add a little meth and everybody will be naked.
Yikes.
Zombie beer.
Yes.
Zombie
beer. Remember the guy in Florida? Just chewing on the guy's leg after the bath salts thing?
Oh, yeah. Ew.
This beer is brewed with actual brains.
Oh.
Philadelphia, again, Pennsylvania, just like the last story. I wonder if they'll be serving this at the bottoms up, bottoms out thing.
Silence of the Lamb beers.
Dock Street Brewing Company has brewed something so creepy, so bizarre, you won't believe it's real. Beer with actual brains in it. Okay, so it's not human brains. It's goat brains.
Having a friend for dinner.
Yeah, it's goat brains.
With a little Chianti and some
But they beans. Thought it would be a fitting way to celebrate the finale of the Walking Dead TV show.
Is the show over finally?
No.
Just the season?
Just the season.
Apparently this will come back every season.
I am so sick of zombies, I can't tell you.
I love
the
this.
Name of this beer, Dock Street Walker.
All right.
Was unveiled during a zombie-riddled Walking Dead finale party at the brewery on Sunday. The beer itself is an American Pale Stout. And Dock Street claims the pre-sparge brain edition gives it some nice smoky tones.
Nice.
Fortunately, I never have to experience this, so I'm grateful.
But do you ever have it when you're sitting around, you're like, probably more for Mark and I than for you, but you sit around and you go, I never got a chance to try that.
I'm okay with that.
Like,
strangely.
Like ice beer.
Okay.
Now, I heard I'm not really missing anything, but the big thing about ice beer was ice beer, no aftertaste. And I'm like, the one thing I hated about beer was aftertaste.
Beer didn't have an aftertaste if you drank it, right?
If ice beer was out there, you might still be out there.
I might.
Ice
Mike's
beer was
Hard
not
Lemonade?
All that. Yeah, that was not all that. It's lemonade.
What's the? Well, I heard this wasn't that great. Zima?
Yeah, no, not that great. It's sort of a sharp, fizzy water.
Craft beers hadn't even really come out when we got here.
Oh, I had a few.
Yeah, if you're up in the Northwest,
yeah,
which is
couple.
Where I was.
It's not like where there's 100 handles of craft beer when you walk into the bar.
There's a place up in Azusa.
Uh-huh. Are you going to give the address?
No. Called the Congregation. Oh, no, there's a bunch of them. They're bars, and they look like churches. And they have, like, Friar Tuck is, like, running all of them, and he's the one serving up all the brew.
So we're starting to get into the little category of romancing things, so let's move on.
So I had this pound of cocaine. Oh, never mind.
Memories.
Light the corners of my mind.
I find this to be really
misty
weird.
Watercolored memories
of the way we were.
Okay,
go ahead.
Go.
Go to Gulags on your next big vacation. That's what they're doing in Siberia. They are. Gulag-themed holidays are all the rage in sunny Siberia.
Sunny Siberia?
The Siberian Times reports the latest travel fad is Gulag tourism.
What, are you going, like, beat rocks or something? Or?
If you remember from 12th grade history, they were Soviet-era forced labor camps. Mm-hmm. Now, they've been empty for a while because they stopped doing that in the 60s. And as a way to promote history lessons and things, you can go and stay at the gulags. Now, it doesn't say anything about if, you know, they must have dressed the gulags
have
up
they,
a
have
little.
They upgraded the rooms?
Yeah, I mean, you are there rooms? Or do you all have to be like 100 people to a room and like you all have to roll over at the same time?
Yeah.
According to the Russian Federation, Yekaterina Kormelitsiana.
Of course.
She's the regional tourist chief.
Yaki, they call
her. This project will preserve the historical heritage of not only the region, but of the entire country, and give many people an affordable vacation.
Well, yeah, it's affordable. There's no amenities.
I wonder if it's affordable because they're going to have you break some rocks while you're there.
2 to 5.
They might. You never know. The idea is to send busload of tourists to former forced labor camps. It's been met by a chilly reception from the family of people that actually had to be in Google.
I would guess.
Yeah, they didn't think that's... But what they're calling it is so-called dark tourism, and they say there's definitely a market for it.
Okay.
So are we going to have, like, Tower of London tour things next...
There already is Tower of London tour.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Here's one from Fran.
Fran.
Men rob a Southwest Philly gas station. She's in Philadelphia, apparently, this
apparently
week.
Apparently, she's, big up
and,
Philly.
And they don't just rob it, but they serve customers for the next 3 hours.
I heard about something like that.
They get them gas, they serve them coffee.
And they take all the money.
They took over the entire... Now, they shot a guy who did eventually was released
from
the hospital. No, the owner's son. They shot him and kept him in the back or whatever. Oh. You know... Let us bring you some coffee.
If you're robbing a place, if you're robbing a place and you're like running it to get extra money in, and somebody tries to shoplift, what do?
Shoot them.
If you're a stupid criminal, you call the police.
Yeah, that's true.
So. Yeah, we did a story about some other guy that ran a 7-Eleven for like 3 hours. And a cop happened to come in to get something, recognized that this was not the right person, and then
they
arrested a guy.
They became extremely popular for the time they were working there because they offered gas at greatly discounted prices.
Nice.
And so they took control of the business, gave gas at discounted prices, and left. And they don't have any idea who these guys are. So they're like, if you went to the gas station and got these extremely low gas prices, could you please tell us who these guys are if you recognize them?
Heck no. They might open up someplace else. We're liking this. This is a Twitter thing.
I have to get to this one. I better get to these two. Daycare Fight Club.
I love this.
Daycare Fight Club.
Okay, that just sounds wrong. What are you putting toddlers in a ring?
Three employees from the Hands of Our Future daycare
and MMA
in Dover,
booth.
Delaware, were arrested after cell phone video showed employees watching and encouraging three-year-olds to fight each other.
Well, how do you encourage? You don't have to encourage three-year-olds to fight each other. You just put, you get three of them in a ring.
You
put one cookie in there.
You throw a cookie in the center.
And then they go to town.
Tiana Harris, 19, Lisa Parker, 47, Estefania Myers, 21, were charged with assault, endangering the welfare of child, reckless endangering, and conspiracy for the incident. In the video, police said one child can be heard crying and yelling, "He's pinching me," while a daycare worker on the site says, "No pinching, only punching."
Okay, this is wrong.
Clearly, one of the children is crying, does not want to continue, and he is being pushed back into the fray by one of the adults.
How bad can three-year-olds hurt each other?
Hey, I got the crap beat out of me by a three-year-old. Thank you, Leslie.
Yeah, but you were two.
This is my new
phone
ring.
No, I was like nine.
It's the Vienna Boys Choir. Hey, James, we're recording the show.
Yeah, but I forgot to tell you something.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Oh.
About what?
Why? We want to talk
about...
We want to talk about James.
Yeah, we wanted to... Well, that'd be a short conversation.
Yeah. Well, so,
daycare, so how
fight
was your
club?
Day?
Yeah, you know, we didn't do any bantering at all.
We didn't do any of that kind of bantering. Yeah. What did you have for Mother's Day dinner? Where'd you go?
My nieces and their boyfriends made the whole Mexican food thing.
Ooh, nice.
I'm a happy guy.
You're a happy guy?
Yeah, someone's going to rent the place across the street from my store.
Oh, good.
Target.
Ooh.
You're a happy
cha-ching.
Guy.
Cha-ching.
I'm a happy guy. We're talking thousands of cars a day in and out of that parking lot.
Ooh.
Right now, there's none.
You're a happy, happy guy.
Okay, I got one more. We got one more.
Yeah, get it in quick. We've gone way over time.
Just in time for Mother's Day. Pennsylvania grandmother's been arrested after her 7-year-old grandson took her heroin to school with him.
Oops.
Yeah. She's 56 years old. She told police she lost track of the drugs.
Apparently.
While babysitting the boy and a 1-year-old baby at her house. Now, teachers at Kane Elementary School heard the grandson telling people, "Hey, I've got heroin. I got it from my grandma."
Wow.
Granny H.
But then he claimed that he found the heroin on school property. But
he
a little
it.
Late for that.
Where he hit it.
The drugs were branded. The package had a brand on it that said Victoria's Secret.
Oh.
I don't know if it's more disturbing that the heroine says Victoria's Secret or thinking that the grandmother had a bunch of Victoria's Secret around the house.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well?
I saw her picture. So
not so much?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because there's a handful.
Any of the girls running the daycare fight club are better than their grandma.
Because there's a handful of gilfs out there.
Let's see what happened to her. Child endangerment, drug charges. She was booked at the county on $25,000 bail. She admitted she's an active heroin user and said she had found the drugs. Said she had found the drugs outside her home on Thursday, but decided to keep it just in case she had an emergency.
Okay.
I don't know about you guys. But even as a drug addict, and I'm a drug addict, if I find a bindle of white powder, I am not going to automatically assume it's cocaine. I'm not going
to
stick it in my arm until I let someone else snort it or something.
Because Clorox comes to mind.
I'm going to give Anthony a line, let him snort it. If he doesn't die, I might give it a shot. I'm not saying
I'm going to say, what are you going to send it out to a lab? Is this real cocaine?
And that, my friends, is the end of the Boozy News and
Thank
a
God.
News fit for Booze.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober.
Shout out
to the New Way Foundation
and Sober College
at selfwillhappens.com. Oh, God is calling.
God calls
what
us
is
all
with
the
phones
God calls
on
us
this
all
show.
The time.
Well, people aren't used to us. We're actually recording earlier in the day than we usually
yes.
do.
That's
this
true.
Is not
we
a normal.
We don't record
until
7 at night. So
yeah. So
now,
well, sometimes we do in the afternoon. We have lately.
Yeah, and our phones usually ring.
That's
yeah.
true. Okay. So anyway.
So Shelley, what's the topic?
I've already forgotten something about apathy.
She's so apathetic about it, she
really
can't remember
care.
What it was.
Yeah,
Mark knows what it is.
Acceptathy.
Acceptathy, that was what it was,
acceptathy.
Yes.
Mark, give us the yes, rundown on what acceptathy is. I kind of like it.
Can you practice acceptance to a point where you just reach a point where you don't care?
Yes.
Yes.
Every day, about everything.
Who's, yes. who's the lead-out music by? Yes, you can. Yes,
it's over. Woohoo! Because I don't really care about
Anthony,
this show anymore.
Anthony talked about it earlier. He said, yeah, I was going to meetings. Yeah, I felt more depressed when I was on. He's like, yeah, just read the book.
Yeah.
Pretty soon he's going to be like, yeah, the book kind of sucks. I don't really need that
is
girlfriend
there,
of mine, too. She got to go.
Is there a disconnect, though? I mean, when you're truly practicing acceptance and you reach a point suddenly where you realize you just don't care? It's like, were you accepting it or were you just like, yeah, whatever?
Well, yes and no.
Okay.
Because
that's two answers.
There, I know.
Hence the topic.
Because there are things that I have accepted a long time ago, and I just accepted them, and then I moved on, and I don't really think about it. I don't care anymore. I just that's acceptancy. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, there are things in my daily life that I have accepted that this is the way it is, but I still don't like it.
Uh-huh.
But I'm trying to learn to live within those confines,
uh-huh.
and that's. I'm not apathetic about it, but, you know, if I want to be at peace, I have to be in acceptance. Mm-hmm. And I struggle with that sometimes.
I'm waiting for someone to ask me something. I'm going to be so apathetic about it, I'm not going to answer.
You are, so that's how
we're I'm just going to sit here and go, huh? What?
Yeah. Yeah, this kind of came up
for
me.
We have a topic? What?
My son manages a business that had their grand opening this weekend. So I was there, and my
that
ex
had their grand had or their Heather grand.
They had their grand opening.
For a minute, I thought you said the Heather Graham.
The Heather
opened
Graham
this
opening
like,
this weekend.
Wow, yeah. He's moving up quick.
Yeah, it's the Naked Beer Festival thing. So
in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, but so my ex-wife showed up.
Oh, really?
And wanted to talk.
Oh.
And for some reason, she wanted to like explain herself. And I'm not going to go to the whole story. You guys know it well, but.
Yes.
And as she's going Why? On, I'm just looking at her going, you know, whatever helps you sleep at night, whatever.
Because you already like let it go.
Because I don't care. Yeah, but it wasn't like I accepted it for being the way it was. It's just I truly looked at it and go, I don't care. Explain away. If it makes you feel better, explain away. But. Somehow your explanation is going to end up being my fault at the end.
I got to be honest, and I'm not apathetic about that at all. I'd love to have been the fly on the wall of that. I'd be so not apathetic about that. I'd be right there. If we were in a hotel room, I would have my glass up to the wall with my ear to it.
After she left, because we were talking in a storage room off of the kitchen. After she left, the
in
chef
a storage room.
Yeah, she. Yeah, I was.
How weird must this have looked to your son?
Or her husband.
Mom and
or
dad.
Or her husband.
Or her husband.
That's true.
Or your girlfriend. Mark and the ex
uh-huh.
in the storage room together.
Uh-huh.
You know what you should have done? This would have been fucking classic. You should have gone over to the sink and like sprinkled yourself with some stuff and like loosened your
shirt
when you walked out. That would have been awesome.
After she left, the chef sticks her head around the corner and she goes, wow, that was really interesting.
Oh. Nice.
But I thought about it afterwards. I thought, you know, was it just I've accepted things for being the way they are? Do I just not care?
Well, you missed a huge comedic chance there.
Yeah.
Man. I would have come out with my pants down around my ankles.
Yeah, you would have. You're just a sick fucker.
Shirt open.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Sweat draining.
Not so much.
It would have been funny, though. To me.
To you.
But if we think about that in context of your.
Yeah, but see.
That would not be funny.
But see, it wouldn't be funny for me, but it would be funny if I watched it happen with Mark.
No, it would not be funny for you, because if that had happened and I had happened to be walking by, I'd be in jail on assault charges right now.
Yeah.
But
because
you wouldn't be assaulting
I do not
John
have accepted
yeah, John
Wayne about
Bobbitt,
that.
How do you feel now?
She wouldn't be assaulting me.
Yeah, because I do not
she
have
knows
it.
I wouldn't do it.
I do not have acceptathy about that.
I don't know if there's anything I have acceptathy about necessarily. Something that I'm just so accepted. Because, like, the thing that I've accepted more than anything in my entire life is that I'm an alcoholic and a drug addict.
Right.
I can't afford to have acceptathy about that. Because if right. I do, I start to be in dangerous places and do dangerous. If I say, you know what? I can go to a bar, no problem, which I can. I've been to many bars since I've been sober. Mm-hmm. I can go to them, no problem. But if I start having acceptathy over the fact I'm a drug addict alcoholic, mm-hmm. and I continue to go to bars, yeah, it's just setting up the premise for something to maybe go sideways, because I'm so accepting of it that something couldn't possibly happen to me.
I sort of don't agree with you, because, like, I mean, I might almost...
Hence the topic.
I might almost have acceptathy about my sobriety. I don't put myself into dangerous places on purpose, but I don't
yes, you do.
Care. Like what?
Karaoke and bars.
We haven't done that in years. You make it sound like we go down to the bar every Saturday. Jeez. And number one, and number two.
Have we?
We have. And number two,
you
though,
haven't.
When we do go to karaoke and bars, we go in a group because there's safety in numbers. That's the whole point.
Many times we've gone in a group, all right, Shelly and I. That's a group.
But
we're
two or more gathered together.
My point is, I truly don't care about alcohol.
And I care about it even less, actually.
So I could say that I just don't. It's not necessarily an acceptance thing. I accept that I'm an alcoholic. I just don't care. It's not my job to decide whether I'm staying sober. That's God's job.
I guess.
So I don't. So I might have acceptathy about that because it's not on my mind all the time. I just don't think about it.
And I gotta be honest, because Shelly going into a bar. See, to me, I don't have a problem with it. I really don't. Drinking was not that I didn't ever drink alcoholically, but drinking's way down my list. I like cocaine and speed and all kind of other drugs.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be like me going to, I don't know, Mark and I going to do karaoke in a rock house.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, I heard they got a microphone over there at Flacco's house
in
Pomona.
I wouldn't go to a bar by myself.
No, but I'd go with...
Now he is throwing fire at me. He's throwing fire at me.
I'd go with Mark.
He is actively... Yeah. This.
I'd go with Mark. It'd be Mark and I at the crack house.
Yeah. Oh, we wouldn't have any problem.
Well, it's kind of like the same thing that I've always thought of with alcohol commercials on TV or in print ads or whatever. You know, it's like you Sunday you're watching the Super Bowl and there is 12 million Budweiser ads on. Now, if I'm an alcoholic, if I'm an alcoholic and I'm watching alcohol ads through the whole frickin' show, that would be like me turning on Game of Thrones or something, and the next thing I see, it's a big commercial for slamming cocaine.
I like beer ads, though.
I like slamming cocaine. Oh. You mean the ad?
I just like the ad.
I've never seen an ad for slamming cocaine.
One of my favorite booze ads.
I saw a movie
ads.
About it once.
There was an ad last summer for Mojito something or other. I don't even know what the brand name was.
Oh.
And it was just a bunch of people like dancing, chunk, 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 and they're dancing around. I thought that was the most awesome. Every time it came on, I'm like, oh, I love this commercial. I didn't even realize it was a booze commercial until I'd seen it like 12 times.
When you see 42 people dancing in one spot, you know it's a booze commercial.
See, I didn't put the two together until like, and I was like, oh,
or a meth
that's
commercial.
Or a meth commercial, yeah.
Are they naked? If they're not naked, then it's...
They're all hiding behind, they're all looking through the blinds, though.
Well, see, I'm a fan of the Dos Equis guy.
Oh, yeah.
The most interesting man in the world. I don't always take inventory, but when I do,
I
it's going
yours.
To be yours.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the topic.
Yeah.
So is there anything, Mark, that you feel truly that you've accepted so much you're just completely apathetic about it? Besides,
like when newcomers share in meetings.
You can direct your mail to Mark.
Send it. I mean... Do we accept the fact that it's just entertaining and they're just, you listen to it? You know, it's like when You know, I was thinking the other night.
That was your first mistake.
Why is it always, the newcomer always says, I was thinking.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you what I was thinking.
I had an idea.
Your best thinking got you here.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What baffles me is we get all these newcomers now that say, you know, I was thinking. And my first thought is always, how?
Yeah.
When I had 30 days, I was thinking about nothing.
You know what the first thing
I could barely get my brain to move.
When a newcomer says the words, I was just thinking, you know what my first thought is? Can I order popcorn for this? Because this is just going to be so freaking entertaining.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where are all these newcomers coming from that actually have a thought process at that point?
But do I accept them for their disease, or I just do? Because I really listen to them, and I got to tell you the truth, I don't care.
There's like a Facebook post that's similar to that, where it says something, because there's always these people that say, "That's it, I give up." And they don't post anything else, right? So they get 700 comments in a row.
It's called vague booking.
What's wrong? And,
yeah, it's called vague booking.
Someone always posts this graphic, says, hold on, let me get my popcorn. Because you know, now I'm going to sit here and read all these posts and see what the hell is going on.
Yeah, because it's, you know.
I love newcomer sharing. I think it's fabulous.
I haven't made many meetings lately, but I have a new sponsee.
It's just like going to a meeting.
Oh, it's
It's just like,
it's like going to a meeting, only I can do it at home in my pajamas. I can do it sitting naked in a beanbag chair.
Have you ever gotten that apathetic about anything, Shelly?
Yeah.
Does his name start with B? I'm just checking.
She kind of left. That just kind of hung there for a while.
Yeah, you know, she didn't answer right away on that. Yeah.
No, there are actually lately a lot of things in my life that I've gotten apathetic about simply because I'm running into. This has been, the last 12 months for me has been the absolute worst 12 months in terms of my health. And life sort of funnels down into what is absolutely have to be done at this minute. And everything else is like, what the fuck? I just don't. Oops, I said the F word.
That's okay.
The internet police are coming.
I just don't. I can't care about it because I have other things that are 10 times more important that I have to deal with at that moment.
You want me to throw you into an endless loop? What happens when I have to accept my apathy for being just the way it is?
Are there meds for that? Because I might need some.
Can you imagine the one guy in China right now who's still sitting there going, she's out of fuck. She's out of fuck.
Bruce.
Because you know what? There's a thing you can test.
Bad. I can't believe you said that.
There's a thing you can test. See, because people don't know this, but there is a thing called the Great Firewall of China.
Uh-huh.
And there is. And Recovery 101 can pierce the Great Firewall
of China.
We've
got the power!
It does. Well, we get downloads in like Shanghai and Bangkok and stuff because you can get downloads in...
Bangkok's not in China.
Or not Bangkok.
Beijing.
Beijing. You can get downloads in Hong Kong, but that's already outside of the Great Firewall of China.
Right.
Even though they're now back in China. But supposedly there's a lot of stuff that cannot be... Like there's one of the really big podcast servers that's got like... Adam Carolla and all these famous guys on it cannot be heard in China. Howard Stern and there's a bunch of guys.
But we're recovery oriented.
Yeah, but guess what?
Loosely.
They can be heard in China. The more you suppress a people, the more they will find ways to get what they want.
Can you imagine you go to all that work and what do you get? Howard Stern?
And you know what? People are willing to run that risk for Recovery 101.
For R101?
Yes. Oh. Apparently they are.
There's one dude who's standing out in front of a tank, and he's holding up his last 30-day chip in Tiananmen Square.
Yeah. You got to get those made for the convention, by the way.
I know. We just talked about that.
We're just talking about that. Back to apathy.
Are we almost done with this show? This has been going on forever.
Wow.
Why? Do you not care anymore?
Wow. No.
Shelly's gotten apathetic about the show.
You know what? I'm limited to 20 grams of fat a day. I'm starving all the time. I've only had about 10 grams today, and I really need deep dinner, so can we move it along?
Some fried cheese.
Wait.
I've already had my fried cheese quota.
Let me throw something in here.
Okay.
Because Mark was here when this happened. We went to a dear friend of ours' house for dinner once.
Uh-huh.
Now, this guy has lost, how much weight has he lost?
He's lost an entire Backstreet Boy.
Yes.
I mean, no kidding. This guy lost so much weight. He comes to me, what time? He goes, what size shirt do you wear? And I go, large. And he goes, here, I got a bunch of Tommy Bahama shirts you can have.
Yeah.
$100 shirts. He gave me like 9 of them. I'm like, oh, thanks. He goes, hey, I got a doeskin leather jacket. You want it? Yeah. He can't fit in any of it. And he used to be I don't even know what he was. 260.
He was a couple bills, and he's about 4 foot two.
He's about 145 now.
Sorry, Marty.
Now this guy eats volumes of food like you can't believe. I mean, like, he had this bowl. We go over there and we're having salmon and all this stuff. He had this bowl was like this big around.
Nobody can see that, honey.
I know, but it was like
a salad bowl.
Bigger than a bed basket.
Huge. It
was like a champagne serving.
It was at least like 5 gallons worth of food.
Yeah.
And he's lost a bazillion pounds.
And he was
all
not hungry.
Food. No.
You got to ask him.
But see, the problem is I can't eat like that because I require a certain amount of things like chocolate. And
so have that for dessert.
Chocolate's not
he doesn't
a require,
get chocolate.
Chocolate's not a required
No.
It
but
is
everything else is all no fat. I mean, he's eating all those vegetables and all that fruit.
I know. I'm eating
end,
a lot of vegetables and fruit.
Then at the end, have a chocolate bar.
No, I can't have chocolate bars. I have fudge sticks. That's only 1 gram of fat.
Okay. That throws off what the body's doing.
Wait. If you got 20 grams of fat, you eat like Marty style all day, that means at night you could have 20 fudgicles. Yes,
he doesn't
you could.
Get sugar. He doesn't get sugar of any kind unless it's a piece of fruit.
Yeah.
So?
Because it throws
He doesn't
off,
even get bread.
It throws off your metabolism.
I
does something.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Hey, guys,
besides,
guess what? We've got an off topic.
Wow, really?
How did we do that?
How did we it was Bruce's fault.
It was my fault.
Because we never do that.
It was my fault.
No, it was my fault because I said I wanted to go to dinner. I didn't really care about this show anymore.
Shelly?
What?
What would your final words on...
Acceptathy
be?
Yeah, whatever.
Mark, final words on acceptathy.
I don't know. You gotta just find an outlet, man. Because
gotta find an outlet, dude.
Because I just don't care.
This has suddenly turned into the movie Pineapple Express.
I know.
Dude, you can't keep this secret, man.
Where's my car?
My final words would be, see, I'm as apathetic as the rest of you guys on this.
There you go.
The thing that I have the most acceptance over that I cannot be apathetic over is my program.
Yeah, I don't care about your program.
Shelly, who's our friend back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe and he'll send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little town, as our friend in the Inland Empire has done. You can go to 12stepgazette.com/IE if you want the Southern California edition of the magazine.
There you go. It's about time to start ripping off our advertisers. Not ripping them off. But
borrowing,
they're paying advertised with her?
Borrowing them.
Borrowing them, yes.
Co-opting them.
Yeah.
I don't see any problem with that.
Think how many more people we could reach if we had, if we could pay for more podcast servers.
We could take calls.
We could take over the world.
Or at least AA in France.
Awesome.
Let's start small and work
wait, you know what? I don't know. Why does this always happen?
What?
Why is France always the first guys that someone says, you know what, let's go take over France?
Yeah, no.
I mean, I'm serious, right? First thing Shelley says,
you and I'll
take over
up.
The world. Where have I heard that before? And then, let's go get France.
Pinky in the brain, that's where
you
I get.
You and I will show up there and they'll surrender immediately.
Saint-Kevin, Parisian drunks.
Nobody in the cartoon world is better.
The Pinky in the Brain.
No.
What?
Then Pepe Le Pew.
Pepe Le Pew.
You know who Pepe Le Pew is?
Yeah.
She doesn't know, but he knows. He's the French skunk who's going after the black and white cat all the time.
Yes, he's in love.
And the cat, he's in love with the black and white cat. And the cat wants nothing to do with him because he's a skunk.
Oh,
ma chérie.
Come with me to the Casbah.
Mark, people are listening to the show.
Yes, they are. And if you're listening
to
the show... Then what you know is we have a convention coming up. We have the Recovery 101 Convention, July 18th through 20th at the South Point Hotel in Las Vegas.
Sin City, baby.
Yep. Let us know you're coming. Sign up time. So, and also if you listen to the show, we really appreciate it. We ask that however you listen to the show that you go visit our website at recovery101.net and that you click on the show. You'll be guided to join Podomatic. We ask that you do. It's fun.
And free.
And once you do that, then you can like shows, you can comment, you can add to your playlists, and do all that stuff that we ask you to do to jack our numbers up.
I'm not going there.
Go for
I
it.
I want to.
Go for not, it. Go you know? For it. Come on, this show's gone so sideways. You can.
I'll just stick with jacking the numbers up.
Okay.
You know what? We need Lori could make a Lori Faith could make a trance version of the
doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Yes, she
I'm
could.
I'm sure she could.
I don't know what she's using, but she has a mixing board or some kind of equipment because she did a jingle for us, and I heard just this morning, and that was hilarious.
It was like a tour guide of the Congo.
It was. It was awesome.
The Jungle of Recovery.
I think we'll probably hear it on the next show.
You'll hear it in a minute as soon as we're done recording because I'll play it.
Okay.
I'll play both of them.
Okay.
We've got, if you're on Facebook and you are Facebook friendly, you can like the Recovery Radio Show fan page. And we post shows and weirdo recovery images and stuff there. I got to throw a pitch out to these guys, too. 13th Step. .com.
Really?
Oh, it's a...
It's a dating site?
No, it's a funny site, though. Everything on it is, like, hilarious.
It should be a dating site.
It should be, but it's... They've got all kinds of recovery images that they make. They're really funny.
Okay.
Also, if you want to be anonymous, you can join the Recovery 101 Radio group.
Or don't join anything if you want to be anonymous.
If you want to be really anonymous, be like Mark and not have a Facebook page.
That'll do it.
That'll keep you pretty anonymous.
Yeah.
Let's see. We've got email address with which you can send
hate mail,
jingles, hate mail, we love you mail, topic suggestions, and if you want more information about the convention, you can send that stuff there as well. We've got. Did I give you what it was? Recovery101radio@gmail.com.
Yeah.
We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101 rule 62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
Yeah, don't be like us.
Yeah.
Shelly?
Yes.
Who's the lead out music by?
Three Dog Night.
Any particular one?
Mama told me not to come.
This is Chuck Negron and the Boys.
Mama delays orgasms?
No, that's not what the song is about.
Let me tell you, if my mom walked in my room, it would delay my orgasm. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Thank God.
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? Craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on lights, cause I don't want to see. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. That ain't the way that I'm found, no. Open up the window, let some air into this room. I think I'm almost choking from the smell of stale. Smoking, I'm scared you up to death. Open up the window, sucker. Let me catch my breath. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. That ain't the way to happen, son. That ain't the way to happen.
She's out.
She passed out on the floor.